Well, he couldn't sell Labor's franking credits policy to voters, but Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says he's confident he can convince his party colleagues to back him as Labor's new leader. This sets up a contest between a senior member of the party's right faction and the left's Anthony Albanese, who since Sunday had been the only candidate for the Labor leadership. Jim Chalmers, who would represent generational change, has also not yet ruled out a run. So how critical is the leader to the future direction of the party? Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Central Queensland was ground zero for Labor's shock election defeat. And in Rockhampton, voters say Labor's going to have to make some big changes if it wants to win them over in 3 years' time.
They need somebody with a bit more character.
Get rid of the Greens part of them. Just go back more for the workers instead of trying to get rid of the coal and environmental and everything.
The climate change, I think that was it for me. You know, some of them get a bit too far to go.
The first step is picking a new leader. Popular Sydney frontbencher Anthony Albanese announced he'd be in the race over the weekend, and he's currently the frontrunner. Today, Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen has also stepped up, saying the party deserves a proper contest.
I'm happy to concede Albo probably goes in the favourite. The Labor Party went in Saturday the favourite too. I'm a bit over favourites. It doesn't always work out so well.
But some within the party believe Mr. Bowen's too tainted by the election defeat. He's copped criticism for some of his remarks, including this suggestion in January about Labor's franking credits policy.
If they feel very strongly about this, if they feel that this is something which should impact on their vote, they are, of course, perfectly entitled to vote against us.
Mr. Bowen was the architect of that controversial policy, and he acknowledges some blame it for the election outcome.
We lost this election for a whole range of reasons, some of which we probably haven't even yet determined. Franking credits was a controversial policy for which, no doubt, we lost some votes. But I don't accept it's why we lost the election in entirety.
Mr. Bowen is from the right faction of the Labor Party. Mr. Albanese's on the left. But despite that, many senior figures on the right, including frontbencher Tony Burke, are backing Mr. Albanese. Labor needs to find someone who can win over voters in Queensland. Murray Watt is a Labor senator for the Sunshine State and says the next leader must be able to appeal to all Queenslanders.
You know, I live in inner city Brisbane. There have been many days where I take my dog out for a walk early in the morning and get bailed up about why we should shut Adani down. I get on a plane and go to Rockhampton and get told why we need to have Adani go forward.
That's right.
It is a difficult issue. But, you know, the only way forward for Labor is to bridge that sort of progressive inner city vote with regional Australians and outer suburban Australians.
Shadow Finance Minister Jim Chalmers, who comes from Queensland, is also weighing up a tilt. But Murray Watt still thinks Anthony Albanese is the best option.
I've seen how well people relate to him. I've seen how well he can communicate and connect with people in each of those patches.
Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon hasn't ruled himself out of the race either, and he's told Channel 7 that whoever wins must give a written guarantee that they'll advocate for the bush, blue-collar workers and the mining industry.
If you're on the fence, you get splinters in your bum. In electoral terms, that's the worst possible outcome. We need to be clearer. We support the mining industry and the jobs it creates.
Labor's national executive is set to meet tomorrow night to kick off the leadership contest. Both the party's caucus and its rank-and-file membership will get an equal say in the outcome, and it will take about a month to get a result. But back in Rockhampton, voters have already made up their mind who they'd like to see take the reins.
I would have liked that Tanya Plibersek, but she's not going to run, so probably that Albanese, yeah.
Anthony Albanese, I reckon, yeah.
He's a man of his word. He's a good politician. He's been around for a while. The people want Albert Albanese.
That's some views from Rockhampton, that report from Alexandra Beach.